This is episode 33, recorded on December 9th, 2011. Packard pokes at Packard's tongue-tied syndrome.
You're on in 3, 2, 1.
This is Packard pokes at, and I'm poking at your news. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes It. I am your unmutable and immutable host, Packard Sonic. And on my far, far right, well, he's moving a little closer to the center anyway, is Eric. I have no thoughts.
And I still have none.
See, even the bird agrees with me,
Eric. Even the bird agrees. Wow. Couldn't talk that better.
And sitting on my left is Dan, real unrelated Johnson.
Hello, hello.
And up on the perch with the bird that's flying about us is Vonnie.
Hello.
Oh, we have some good stories for you tonight. Oh, I wanted to mention this. We're not going to talk about it, but I did want to mention that they are planning to erect a 7-foot bronze statue of Steve Jobs.
Yeah. You said erect.
You said erect.
I typed what you just said. That's funny.
Wow.
Oh my God, we're such children.
And there goes there goes our G rating. No.
You had one of those?
I keep it on the desk. Lost under my paperwork. But they're going to be putting up a statue of Steve Jobs, a 7-foot statue, bronze statue of him. I thought, you know, that's like my daughter's like, really? She goes, I did not see that coming.
Well, there's many statues of many icons. Why should he not be one of them, right? He was very, very instrumental in our technological world.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, look at everything he's done. So, but I thought I just thought I'd mention it. We're not, like I said, we're not going to talk about it too much, but I just thought I'd just mention that right off the bat. Okay, well, let's get into our tech stories for this evening. Now, there in the solar system, the universe, there are every dot of light that's out there. There could be planets that are Earth-like. Well, we happen to find one of these planets. The SETI Institute has had a, which is a search for extraterrestrial intelligence, had a satellite dishes around the planet scanning the heavens or the skies. For intelligent signals from possibly other worlds. Now that they found this planet, which is, nicknamed it Kepler, but they, the NASA's Kepler Space Telescope, sorry, that's my mistake there. But they are looking to point their telescopes at this planet because they said it has a lot of Earth-like qualities. It's got water on it. It's in the Goldilocks zone. It's right there. I mean, there could be life there, which just if there is, and let's say they had 6 arms, and I guess there goes that Bible. that's just my take, of course.
Yeah, because it was questionable until now.
Yes, exactly. But anyway, Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's very cool. Very cool. Hopefully they'll be able to – they're searching for these planets so that they can find instances of planets that they can do further research on. So now that they know more about Kepler-22b, they'll be able to schedule more research time to find out, you know, if it has an atmosphere, if so, what kind of atmosphere it might have. If there were no atmosphere, it'd be a balmy 11 below Celsius.
Right. It says here it says it's 2.5 times the size of the Earth, which is.
Yeah, it had about 2.4 times the radius.
Yeah.
Which about half the size of Neptune.
Oh, wow.
Which, they don't know how much mass it has, what kind of surface composition, what the gravity might be like. But, mm-hmm. you know, it's in what they call the Goldilocks zone.
Yep.
And if there's a greenhouse effect and an atmosphere, it could be a nice balmy 72 degrees Fahrenheit there. So.
Yeah. That would be nice. Vacation spot.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like we found Risa. No. Sorry, I've been watching Star Trek Deep Space Nine in the last couple weeks. There's my geek moment. Vonnie, your thoughts?
It makes me wonder who's probing Earth right now. I mean,
she said probing.
She said probing.
I was wondering if someone was going to jump on that. You guys almost disappointed me.
Almost.
I did.
I didn't either. God. I got it.
Eric
but Neil Tyson was saying, I was watching one of his interviews, and he was saying that now, you know, there was a lot of talk about parallel universes, and now they're really moving more toward the idea of multiple universes, and the odds of us being one entirely unique Earth, the only one with life on it, is naive. It's narcissistic. Oh, yeah. Really.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's just, you know, our technology just keeps advancing and advancing, and so, but yeah, it makes me wonder who's probing us.
That would be nice. I mean, that'd be nice to know if we could figure this out.
I thought you meant to get probed.
No, that's later. Ah! No. Eric, your thoughts. Unless you're going to probe something. No, I'm just kidding. Eric, go ahead.
Well, no, I'm not going to make that joke. Anyway, so I hope they have, like, this super awesome glass over there that we could put on our iPads that make them, like, indestructible.
That'd be nice.
No, but I mean, it's going to happen. Eventually, we're going to find life. And, you know, it may not I think it's going to be something in terms of I don't know exactly what the life is going to be. And I think we may start small, where we may find, like, bacteria and stuff like that. And I kind of I'm going to say this, and by looking what the way that they try and find this is they look for shadows on these stars. Uh-huh. And that's how they're able to pinpoint the planets.
Actually, I think a lot of it is they do the sun pull, where if the planet is big enough, it actually pulls the sun one direction or the other. With the smaller planets, it's a little harder to detect.
Right. But another way they also do it is they look for shadows on the sun that kind of move. They look for the spots and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But the thing that I think is going to be really cool is that, you know, the light that we see from these stars are thousands of years old.
Millions.
Millions of years old. And, you know, we're looking at a planet at the early stages of its life, pretty much, by the time the light comes to us. So it kind of makes me wonder, like, how far advanced have they come? You know, have they had a similar pattern of development as we have? Have they done something different? You know, where has life taken them? You know, if we go over there and bring our iPads, would they look at it and be like, whatever, you have Steve Jobs, we have gobbledygook, you know, something like that. And he made an iPad that is not an iPad, you know, something like that.
You know, I actually had this thought. I'm going to kind of wax into the religious side there. Let's say some of them believe in a god, whatever. And they say, but they've got like six arms. And they say their god looks like them. And then now we're going to have the religious people that's like, no, our god looks like this. It's like, so how many gods are there now? Yes.
Well, you know, have you ever read the book? It's by, I want to say, Zachariah Sitchin?
Zachariah Sitchin, yeah.
Yeah, there you
go. I haven't.
It's actually a really good book. If you ever get a chance, I recommend you read it. Okay. And basically, the concept is that man was created by aliens.
Oh, I used to have this theory. Used to.
Well, but it's a very interesting reading. They go back and they look at ancient civilization writings, and, you know, a lot of what we have read, you know, depending on some of the words are debatable, or depending on how you look at the meaning of the word, could mean something totally different.
Oh yeah.
You know, where it's like, where we see God, they really meant to say strange, spacefaring, warrior, you know, something along those lines. And it's really a fascinating, and it makes me kind of think of that, of this, you know?
Maybe we're left here by Klingons.
We might be.
All right, well, we should get moving on. Next story here is staying out in the space this week. Scientists have found monster black holes, and some of the biggest ones yet. They found two of them, which are about 10 billion times the masses of our sun. The out in California, in Berkeley, they discovered all kinds of galaxies out there that have, it says here, more than 300 million light years away. So I guess going to visit anytime soon is kind of out of the question, you know, unless we get those warp drives going, I guess. But the previous record holder was for the suns was uh, for the largest black hole was 6 billion. You know, the problem is with this is that they didn't find the other black hole, but it's here on Earth, and it's in Rick Perry's head, and that's where all intelligence can't escape. So, sorry, a little political humor there. Anyway, no, it's really cool. Black holes are a mystery because we know so much about them, but yet we still don't know anything about them at the same time. There's so much we could learn. We know that the gravitational forces are so strong, light can't escape, heat can't escape, radio waves, nothing comes out. But what's on the other end? Where does it all go? I mean, does it just trunch into something, or there's a theory that it shoots out to like an opposite side, or maybe it's like a wormhole, if you understand what a wormhole is. But it's kind of cool. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, very cool. You know, they're finding supermassive black holes at the center of most galaxies now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what role they play in galaxy formation and development, we're not absolutely sure yet.
Yeah.
More research, more cool science. We're getting more and more information about how our universe has developed and what we've got to look forward to.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. It's really kind of cool. Vonnie, your thoughts? Vonnie.
Sorry.
Chat room got her.
On no, by the chat well, room again.
I guessed that too, but I my mute button wasn't working. Sorry.
Oh.
What do I think of black holes?
Yeah.
I think they're cool.
Okay.
Isn't that how we got here in the first place?
I think they suck.
I'm black hole. Black hole.
What's that?
I'm pro black hole.
You're pro black hole. Okay.
Team black hole.
Mm-hmm. All right. You know what? I think black holes suck. Really?
What?
Yeah, they suck. It's like a giant vacuum cleaner.
They're unpredictable, and you like predictability.
No. I mean, they literally suck. They everything it sucks all the matter around them. They suck.
Bye.
And suddenly the jokes on this show have gotten really bad.
Well, they all can't be gems.
What do you mean suddenly?
Yeah, it's bad when you have to actually explain the joke. I'm sorry.
Just a science fan. I don't actually know a lot about science. I just totally respect it.
No problem. No problem.
But I do know about black holes a little bit. I'm kind of ashamed I didn't catch on that one.
That's okay. Eric, your thoughts?
You know, if anything, I think it's great. I'm pro black hole too. No, but this is one of the reasons why space travel is so unsafe right now, because really and truly, we can't detect black holes until it's by a star.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they say maybe, like, not that far outside of our own solar system, there might be a black hole sitting right there.
Yeah.
And unless you can calculate that or know that it's there, you know, that's one of the reasons why space travel is so dangerous right
now.
No,
that's just one of many reasons why space travel is so dangerous. Actually, there is a massive black hole at the center of our universe as well.
Yes, there is.
And it's kind of cool. I mean, they were looking around for all these other stars. They kept pointing the satellites or their instruments at all these other ones. They thought there was this black hole, and they look at our own and go, whoa, there's one in our own backyard. And it's really massive, too, which is kind of cool.
Politics, 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 politics.
Over the last few years, well, since Barack Obama became president, he used to be a senator in Illinois. Well, there was a governor down there that was down there, Blagojevich.
Blagojevich.
Blagojevich. Okay, I'm sorry. Blagojevich.
Come on, Packard.
I have a tendency to murder people's names, unfortunately. I do not try to do that. But Blagojevich.
It is a hard name.
It is hard to say. He apparently was he was being investigated for trying to sell Barack Obama's seat. Well, unfortunately, he got busted on this, and he's embarrassed everybody. I mean, he's embarrassed himself. He's embarrassed the state of Illinois. He's just embarrassed the Democratic Party. And I kind of threw this in here for Eric because we've been going after the Republicans so hard. But this one here is a good one for him. It's kind of a treat for Eric. My little birthday present
about
for him.
About time.
Think of this as a early birthday present, Eric, or a late one.
Okay,
I don't know.
Well, my birthday is next month, so.
Oh, well, there you go. Early birthday present for you.
Pull another one then, too.
I'll see if I can find another one. But yeah, no, because of what he did, he ended up going to jail. They're going to put him in he's going to federal prison, which sometimes is called Club Fed, because from what I understand, from what I've been told, they're not treated really bad. Not like prison. It's a lot nicer. I don't know, from what I understand. But he's getting 12 years there. So, I mean, 12 years for 54, he's going to be over 60 when he gets out. Like, that's if, you know, I don't know if he's going to get free behavior. But, you know, the worst part of this story is that he has until February to report in. I mean, if this were you or I, we don't have time to report in. We're just taken to jail or prison or whatever. They don't give us time to report in. So that kind of upsets me. But that's a whole other story. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, my former governor, and he was elected twice. He wasn't as evidently slimy the first time as he became known for the second time. I like the idea that they're trying to send a message that, you know, corruption will not be tolerated and you will be jailed for it.
Yes.
It's a little bit late, but so was Blagojevich's story that, you know, he was unbelievably sorry. It's like, you sure sounded pretty sorry on those phone calls where you were trying to sell a Senate seat. he's gonna be Bubba's girlfriend for 12 years, although not really, since it's a federal prison. It's
right.
not a regular prison.
Right. Maybe he gets out on the weekend and gets to go and sell another seat or something. I don't know. That's that you're saying about the slimy thing. It's like Governor Walker was caught talking who he thought was the Koch brothers, and that was a big blow up about that. Vonnie, your thoughts?
When will people stop putting politicians and Christians and et cetera, on pedestals? These are just labels. And like, why are we always so surprised when someone does something just because they had a label? We expected them to like be less human,
right.
or a better person. I'm just never shocked at stuff like this. Never.
Yeah. These people, they just need to. I'm with you there, Vonnie. I mean, they just because they get a big title behind their name, uh-huh. President, first officer, or whatever, you know, governor.
Yeah, he's still a human
lieutenant
being.
Governor.
He's going to do stupid things.
Yeah, exactly, and they should be required to follow the same laws everybody else does. I mean, just because you're important doesn't mean you should be able to skirt the law. I mean. Yeah. Even down to the cops in the street, they have a tendency to get a little happy.
They think they can do too.
Yeah, exactly. They think I'm the law, so I can be above the law.
I think when you break the law, it shouldn't matter whether you're a priest, a politician, a whoever, the Queen of England. Mm-hmm. You break the law, you know you're compromising someone else's life. Mm-hmm. In this case. Mm-hmm. You should have to pay the penalty.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And not enough do. And I think that, you know, we're always so shocked and whatever. It's so funny how society seems to make exceptions depending on who and what it was. You know, oh, well, that wasn't so bad or something. But it's just, it's silliness. Here's the rules. You knew the rules going in.
Yep.
And for someone who's in a quote-unquote respectable position, I think you should be expected to be a role model.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he should definitely be disbanded, whatever the word is for it, and pay the price like anybody else would. But he and everybody else should have that. The rules should be the same.
Yes, absolutely. They're, down here they call that impeachment. They impeach them from their I don't know why. I've never seen anybody put a peach inside a peach, so I don't know how they get the word impeach. Never mind. Eric, your thoughts?
Well, I'm happy they caught a corrupt politician, and they're going to rightfully put him in jail. But why is it that he gets busted and gets sent up the river, but we have some people in Congress who have accepted bribes and still hold seats?
Yeah,
that's my question. Point.
Yeah,
that's the question I have to ask. You know, and you know, to go back to a lot of the reasons why I don't believe in a strong central government, this is why, because stuff like this happens, you know, where you have people who amass too much power and they stop caring about the people they represent and care more about either maintaining their power or just being giant turds because they have power, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, it goes for politicians, it goes for big corporations, it goes for all that good stuff. And I really think that now they need to look at Resnick and see what political ties he's had,
mm-hmm.
whether it's Republicans or if it's with Democrats. And they also need to look at Jesse Jackson Jr.'s seat and see, because I think there are talks about that he might have sold that seat as well.
Really? I had not heard that yet.
It's like somehow he's tied up into this. I don't know if he was like a part of it, or you know, he might have been like the mediator or something like that. So but I really think they need to start investigating this and take it from someone who lives in the state that makes it makes this stuff into an art form, you know. I mean, we have we have a former governor who ended up going to jail and is now out and has sold a book about it. And we also have a politician who, during Hurricane Katrina, decided to commandeer a helicopter to go get money that he has stashed away
in
a refrigerator. That. You know, so I think we really need to hold these people accountable in every way we can think of. And it's a shame that we don't do more to pay attention to, A, where money's going and where is it coming from.
Yep.
B, making sure it's not being used for quote-unquote pet projects unless it has a true benefit to society or that city. And I guess anyone can argue, oh, you know, everything has a benefit to society, but some of it's just waste.
Yeah.
And you know, we really need to pay attention to these things. And this is just one of the situations that proves that.
Yeah. That absolutely, and or you have a governor that takes a limousine to a helicopter, then to his son's football game, and then leaves early. Takes the helicopter back to the other car, and then goes back uptown. So.
Sweet, I want that job.
Our next story here is misleading Wisconsin form. Ask residents. Now this is all right. Before I even get into that, this I read the way I've read this thing. It's almost like a circular argument. It's like just reading this is like. Dealing with a Christian is like so not necessarily Eric, but sorry, I had to throw that in there.
How come I'm not lumped in there?
You're not lumped in there. I won't lump you in there, Eric, because you actually have some intelligence to you.
Thank you.
But here it is. It says a misleading Wisconsin form asks residents for a photo ID to get a birth certificate, which they need to get a photo ID. See, you see where I'm going with this? It's just we had recently change to our. The voting laws here in Wisconsin because of the Republicans that you have to have a photo ID to present when you are ready to vote. There is a lady who lives just in the next town. She was born at home. She doesn't have a birth certificate. She's voted in every election of like 80 elections or something like that. I'm not exactly sure. I don't remember. But, she's even on the town board. She was on the town board for one time. But now she can't vote. And the governor, from what I understand, he heard about this. He's going to make an exception. Then if he's going to make an exception for her, then he should make an exception for everybody. And there's stuff going on around that this is unconstitutional. I think it is. The lady's name is Ruthie Frank. She's 84 years old. But the thing is, she would have to go get a birth certificate that would cost her about $200. It would cost her $200 because the ID thing that had set up for her has the wrong name from the doctor that originally signed this from years ago. He's not there, but she's gonna have to pay for all this. See, this is the equivalency of a poll tax. This should not be allowed. If it even shows on the birth certificate registration, it says you have to put your name and everything. And then you have to show a valid ID to get a copy of your birth certificate. And if you don't have a valid ID, you can't get the birth certificate. You can't get the birth certificate. You can't vote. So you're screwed all the way around. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a typical totalitarianism thing that they want to reduce the number of people that vote because it's shown to be in their favor for years.
Oh yeah.
If they do so. When I go vote, I go into the local center here and I tell the person my name and they look up and have me sign here and they compare my signature, to the one on file and they hand me a ballot.
Yep.
Real simple.
I always tell them my handwriting never looks the same. I never write my name quite the same way twice. So,
Yeah, they've never asked for a voter or ID card, nothing. It's real simple.
Yeah, because I registered years ago, and I've been voting, and the only time I've ever been asked, I think one time I got asked for ID is like because I just moved to the area, and I had to, and that was it. I just had to show proof of that I actually live there. Just bring in something that has my name on it. I actually had to bring in like three things. I had like a water bill, a light bill. Just something that has my name on it.
Proof of residency,
proof of residency.
Now, there is something, too, about, Governor Walker saying he's going to make an exception. And it's like, isn't the idea that you're going to have to make an exception to this law evidence enough that the law is messed up?
Exactly. That's exactly it. In Wisconsin, there have been five handfuls or five instances of voter fraud. So the voting.
Yeah,
so.
I mean it's that way, pretty much across the nation. There's, it was very different 80 years ago, but the voter fraud that they keep clamoring about is non-existent. Like you point out, there's a handful of people, and it's generally. It's not an intent to defraud anyone. It's usually a mistake.
Yeah, that's generally what it is. I mean, I was doing some research because we had kind of talked about this before. I had seen something like this, but there was the dead were apparently voting. I guess it happened down in like was it Florida or it was Arizona or something like that. But there are going to be instances of that. But up here in Wisconsin, there have been very little or almost non-existent. I mean, five people are not going to change an election. I mean, really. That's absurd. That's all. I'm gonna steal one from Zach. That's absurd. Vonnie, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's the same here. Like you don't, as long as you have a bill or something to prove your residence, you don't actually need ID to vote here. You just need something to prove your residence here.
Right.
And
that's what I used to use here too.
Yeah, that's so I don't understand all that. Well, I actually agree with Dan. One can't help but wonder, like, is that what they're trying to do is discourage voting, which discourages democracy, which just makes me really sad.
Yeah.
And it makes me also sad, though, how many people don't make a bigger fuss over it, don't show up at the polls. Mm-hmm. They slip and slide, like they're slowly taking our democracy away in that regard because not enough people are informed and involved and making a fuss over it.
Right.
I mean, no offense, and I don't want to start a can of worms here, but like I'm going to use Occupy Wall Street as an example. Their message was so convoluted. There were so many things being pushed out, so many messages that really the message got lost. And this is one of those times where it would be good for a movement to get together for one solid message like this, because this is, democracy is important.
Yes.
But complacency, it's a very dangerous thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that point. Eric, your thoughts?
You know, I'm going to take a slightly different opinion on this, not because, it's like I understand that very rarely do they have people use ID and all that for voting fraud. But here where I live, we show ID. And to me, it's not really a big deal because it's something that I do. And I guess that's the thing. It's like I'm not passionate about it.
Mm-hmm.
I understand your viewpoint. But for me, it's not a big deal because that's what we've always done here. Even before, whenever I started voting, 12 years ago, it was already in place. And, you know, whenever we go, we show the ID, they look at it, they call out your name, you sign, and then, you know, you go on your merry way. So for me, it's not that big of a deal. But I understand the complaints and the...
Yeah, see, the only problem with that is that there's a lot of people who don't have Breger IDs, like people who don't drive. And students,
but you can still get a ID. It's just not a driver's license.
Yeah,
you can get ID.
Yeah,
well, but that's just it. They're just making it more and more difficult,
right,
to get that ID.
Right, and
I understand. And like I said, it's not. I'm not saying that I understand the viewpoint. I really do. I'm just saying that for me, it's like it's not that big of a deal because of just where I live. You know, and we've always had it. We rarely have reports or stories about disenfranchisement of voters. It just may be that our news doesn't, our local news doesn't report it. But I've rarely ever heard of a problem with it. So I mean, like I said, to me, it's like I don't feel, oh my God, this is horrible, because we've had it here, and I've never heard of a I have not heard of a problem. Not saying that there isn't, just I haven't heard it.
Yeah, like you said, Derek, it's already entrenched there. You've already had the system because right. This way people have already had this set because you've already had it set up for some time, maybe years or a few decades. People already know what they need to get this stuff, but they're going to states who've never had this before, and they're doing it right at the time just before elections. If they had done this years ago, I don't think there had been the same problem. But now they're just
trying to push it. Let me ask you this. If they had done it years ago, would people still be fighting it?
I don't know.
I would venture to say, yeah, more than likely they would. So, you know, I mean, they have to start somewhere. I mean, if you're going to implement it, they have to start somewhere. And I understand what you're saying, where maybe they should have done it possibly right after an election.
Mm-hmm.
But let's face it. These are politicians we're talking about. When do they do anything fast unless it's an emergency that's right on people's mind? Then evidently they can pass with anything they want.
You just nailed it right there. They think this is an emergency. They're a big emergency. A black man might get president again. That's their problem.
I don't bring up race. You know how I don't like
that. I know. But it's still, I think that's the Kenyan president. He's going to be president again. You know, that's what I'm talking about. These people that they think they're the president's Kenyan, he's foreign, whatever he thinks he is. He's not foreign. He's an American, just like the rest of us. So
why can't we just dislike him because his policies suck? Why does it have to be because of?
That's fine. If you don't like someone's policy, that I have no problem with that. That's been when Clinton was in office. There was things he did that I didn't like. There's recent. There was stuff that
say you didn't say such things about the almighty Clinton that every liberal loves.
No, nah, well, hey,
what are you doing talking bad about me?
No, and even with President Obama right now, he just turned down a bill that would have let anyone under the age of 17 be able to pick up a the Plan B pill. He turned that out, and I was like, I don't agree with that. Everybody should have access to this. Not just someone that's over 18.
Give me the news.
Have you ever heard the TV show MythBusters? I love the show. It's been on it's on Discovery Channel, and they've been on for several years. And what they do is they take and they get a myth, like say, does the bear go in the woods or something like that? I don't know if that's a myth, but obviously it's that's true. But it's like, does the refrigerator light stay on or off when you close the door? But they don't just tell these little myths. I feel like I'm doing a plug for them. But they actually explore the myth. They test everything. They did one a few years ago called "There's a rock that a rolling stone gather no moss," and that's just give you an idea. But sometimes what they do is they blow things up, or they use cannons or whatever. In this particular instance, they were out at the Alameda Bomb Range. And they were testing different sized cannonballs or something. And they were trying to, you know, see which ones would go further. Well, this one apparently went really far. It went smashing through a house. Apparently passed by a couple of trash cans. Went through the front door. Went through the bedroom where these people were sleeping. Bounced over, hit a house. Bounced over, and then it landed right inside a guy's car. And he was interviewed later saying he had just gotten out of the car about 10 minutes sooner. So he could have been potentially been killed, but he was very fortunate. And the MythBusters went over there. Adam and Jamie went over and apologized to all these residents for, you know, having this accident happen. But it's not the first time they've had mishaps. They've had, with explosives, they have stuff that's gone up and brought down shrapnel on people's homes, and they were not too happy about it. But it, but they're not canceling the show. From what I understand, they are not canceling the show. It's still a very good show. It's very creative and very intelligent. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, the Mythbusters show is wonderful. But the thing that gets me is, you know, I'm not sure exactly, you know, where they were in relation to these homes, but, and this is out by Livermore too, Dublin, California. But it's like, you know, if there's a testing facility that close, the bomb disposal area is that close to, you know, a residential area, that doesn't seem like the best idea for me. You know, they have lots of other areas that they've used for testing purposes.
Where, oh, yeah.
They've, you know, they built a mock house and blew up with natural gas.
Wasn't that the furnace? No, that was water heater.
The water heater one, yeah.
Yeah.
Where they were trying to recreate a scene from a movie to see if it would actually work. But it's, you know, I think they have taken great pains to be safe in this stuff in the past.
Uh-huh.
And I think they got a little bit lax this time, obviously. And
yeah.
they will reexamine a lot of that in the future, I think.
Yeah, there was actually some comments on the page there that I read that they should, if they had placed the cannon in a different direction, because they placed it towards the buildings, the residential area. If they had pointed it, like, I don't know if it was north or west or whatever, but if they had pointed it in a different direction, the nearest town was 2.5 miles away. The other one that hit this resident was 0.4 miles away. So they should have really been pointed a different direction, pointed towards the direction where there's less people. But maybe the person who was supposed to set this up didn't think of that, or who knows what? Maybe it was just an accident. They set it up and they had to set it up for filming. Who knows? I really don't know. Vonnie, your thoughts?
The show is about what would happen. Now they know.
Yeah. This is what happens when a
kid. All about.
This is what happens when a cannonball comes right to your house.
Well, science isn't always pretty.
No.
I mean, you have to test it, and boy, I mean, yeah.
No.
I guess they. I mean, you'd think they would have had some kind of inclination that they may have needed more room, but
yeah, because I remember they did an episode where they blew up a dump truck, and they actually cleared out and stopped traffic for roads up to 2 miles away.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's an awesome show though, and I love it. Actually, my son watches it quite a bit, and those guys, that's what they do. They test stuff, and it's not always pretty. And they, you know, this one just happened to be a bigger boo boo.
This one just went horribly awry, unfortunately. Oh, just one of those things. Unfortunately, if you're dealing with explosives, this is what you got to watch out for. Eric, your thoughts?
How awesome would it be for Adam to appear at your house?
I guess it would depend if it actually did any damage, you know.
I mean, as long as you're alive to tell the story, I mean, that's great. Hopefully they have really good insurance.
Yeah.
And I just want to know how much gunpowder did they use for that thing?
I guess we'll find out on the next episode.
I'm totally buying that episode whenever it comes out. I just want to see, like, how all this went down. What was their thought process behind it? You know, and how many curse words did they have to bleep out whenever it went wrong?
they do that quite a bit. It costs they said they when they have to bleep out something, it costs a few thousand dollars because they have to bleep it out on the camera, and they have to bleep it out. It costs less to bleep just the audio, but not the visual. So it's it's kind of funny. Next story here. Now this is gonna sound like it's really lame, but this is actually kind of funny. A man was caught shoplifting. Seems like a pretty ordinary story. You know, why would someone be covering this? However, he was shoplifting at the store that was sponsoring an event. It was called Shop with a Cop. Now, this is just like, this is almost a Darwin Award here. He didn't get killed, but it's almost Darwinish alike. But this is out in Maryland. They bring these police officers in, like I said, and they do the special event. And he's out there. What he went did is he grabbed a bunch of video games, electronics. He took them to the back, and he from like boxes from PlayStation, Xbox games, whatever. And he's shoving them in his coat, and they're watching him on the camera. And he leaves the store, and then you get all these cops swarming on top of him. If it had been me and I was in his position, I think I would have thought, I've been set up. The number was, there was 50 law enforcement officers there. Can you imagine? You're trying to just walk out of the store, and of course you did something wrong, and there are 50 cops coming on you? Yeah, that would be a little scary, to say the least. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, you see articles and columns about stupid crooks all the time, and this guy goes right to the top of the list this week. I mean, that's just, you know, the guy's not too bright in the first place for doing what he's doing.
Right.
But to do it while there's a Shop of the Cop event going on is... They just need to lock him up because he's too stupid to operate in polite society.
Apparently he didn't check the social calendar.
I guess not.
Vonnie, your thoughts?
I was just going to say there are stupid crooks and there are lucky crooks, but there's no such thing as a smart crook. But then, I don't know. I think maybe there's a few exceptions to the rule. I don't know. Anyway, what a dumbass. That's all I have to say about that.
Okay. Yeah, this guy is definitely not the brightest bulb on the Christmas tree. Eric, your thoughts?
The only story that tops this is the woman who's tried to set up a meth lab in Walmart because she couldn't afford the supplies.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh yeah, my God.
I never heard that.
Serious?
I never heard that one.
Yeah.
Serious?
I'm serious. She was arrested and everything.
Oh. Aisle 3, meth labs.
We'll get a link to that in the chat room here in just a minute.
Okay.
You know, is it just me or is anyone else wondering if the human species have been given just a bit too much credit?
Well, you know.
Yeah.
If anything, this is a good reason to have birth control.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just
For
saying.
Some certain people, absolutely. I quite agree. I quite agree. Oh, yeah. Now, as an atheist, I saw this and I was livid. Vonnie posted this on Twitter earlier this week. And she said to the fact that it made her sick. And I'll let her to speak to that here shortly. Now, this actually really made me upset because my daughter, I told her, she's like, oh, it's just a game. It's just a game. No, not a big deal. But it's more than just that. This video game, and you're like, well, what does this got to do with religion? Well, this video game was created by somebody where Jewish people and atheists were being killed or converted in this game. If you come across an atheist in this game, you either shoot them or you got to convert them. I'm like, excuse me, this is a vile. You wouldn't see. I'll give it this. Would this be as acceptable as, let's say, oh, we got a white guy's got to go and shoot down black people or Asian people just because they're Asian, or you got to make sure they got to become an American and then you won't shoot them. It's almost the same premise. You know, you got to shoot foreigners, or if you get them to become American, then you don't get to shoot them. The whole premise of this game is totally disgusting. I'm quite livid on this, and I was gonna have my daughter speak, but I don't know if she wants to now or not, but. Or either that or she's fallen asleep. I don't know at this point. But your thoughts, Dan?
Well, you know, for one, this is it's kind of old news. It's they released this game, the first version of this game, I think 4 years ago, 5 years ago actually.
Yeah, but, I've seen the date on this now. It's 2006.
Yeah, they're coming out with the version 4. It's the Left Behind series. Mm-hmm. And it's Left Behind Games, which, you know, a large majority of Christians will tell you this is just BS stuff to begin with. It's the evangelicals that are behind the left behind stuff. It's a crappy game to begin with. The gaming websites, you know, have all reviewed it, the different incarnations of it, and gameplay just really sucks bad. And they've made some money on it because people buy it just because it's the Left Behind series, and yeah, they think, oh, well, this is good, godlike fun for my kids, so I'll buy this. And it's like, okay, there are heathens on the planet after the rapture, and you either have to save them or kill them. You save their souls, you get 2 points. If they end up dying, you lose a point. And it's,
you know what the funny thing is, if there are all these left people are left behind, and you're still there to convert people, well then you are left behind, so you're a heathen too. So that, yeah. I think.
you get to play God, basically.
Oh, you get to play God. Yeah. I see.
In a way, but yeah, it's just they're controlling this group of Christians in post-rapture New York, where you have to combat the world government that's led by the Antichrist and try to save people.
Yeah, it's just...
like I said, the gameplay is horrendous from what I hear. And the people that buy it are buying it because of the message, not because of the game.
Yeah, the message is perverted. It really is. It really is. Vonnie, your thoughts?
Okay, this game is just showcases why Christianity will not ever and has not ever been consistent with what it claims to be. And it can't be, because you have two main characters. One is a lovely humanist who, you know, just wants everyone to love and peace and love. And he's great. He was a humanist. He was a socialist. He was a nice guy, basically. I mean, there were some things about Jesus that nobody ever wants to talk about, but generally speaking, he had a pretty peaceful message, right?
Yeah.
But he praised the same tyrant God that was in the Old Testament. He told everyone to love him and adore him and to worship him, and that he was love and God was love. But God was not a love at all. He was about bullying, and he condoned rape and incest and torture and murder and genocide. There was nothing loving. Every time I've ever asked a Christian, well, what is loving about God? All I ever get is the same answer. He sacrificed his son. Really? That's love? How messed up is that?
Yeah.
How messed up would it be if someone, I would not sacrifice my son. I would sacrifice myself.
Yeah.
I would never do that. And I guess in a sense, that's what he did. But that's not the message that's out there. The message is that he sacrificed his only son. That is not love. That's messed up, man. That's dysfunction.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so I'm just, like, sorry to go on a rant here, but that thing really bothered me, because this showcases, if you really look at it, first of all, Christians need to get over this God is love bit. I was a Christian, and I used to say the same thing, and only until I took a step back and had to ask myself, well, where is the love?
Mm-hmm.
There was no love. What I found was a tyrant who condoned all those awful things I just mentioned.
Yes.
There was no love there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I agree with you.
This
there.
Video game encapsulates what God was. Mm-hmm. So why anyone would be surprised that this came out of Christianity? This is Christianity.
Yes.
It's got two faces, but even the lovely humanist praised that tyrant. Yeah,
it's just
I'm done. Yeah. Soapbox off.
No problem. No, those are excellent points, Vonnie. Eric, your thought?
Yeah, I don't approve of any type of these games. And there have been games where they have the opposite. Like, I was looking at a story from WSLS10 saying that there's a new video game where the objective is to stop the spread of Christianity and Islam. And you go around and one of the images is that, you know, or one of the things is that, you know, you should be able to kill Muhammad.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, really and truly, regardless of the side that it's coming from, both sides are in the wrong for having stuff like this, because it destroys your message. And the people who designed this, you know, I'm a big supporter of do whatever you want, you know, do whatever you want. It's your right. And me as a consumer needs to figure out what I agree with and what I don't agree with. And because I don't agree with this, I'm not going to give you money. And I really think that that's where we need to go. Whenever we make a big deal over it,
right,
is whenever it becomes popular. Because then it stops being, oh man, this is a horrible thing, to, I want to see what everybody's pitching a fit about, you know. And that's what gives them money. And it's the shock value. And I think really and truly that's what – well, I can't say that's what these people are going for. But that may be a part of the reason why. Because, I mean, what better advertisement is there than whenever everyone is sitting there talking about your product saying, hey, you know, this is a horrible game, blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what everybody's going to do, because they're curious.
Yeah. They're
going to go and buy it.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's just the thing. But this is – it's horrible. You know, both sides are bad for doing it. Be human beings. That's all I gotta say.
Absolutely. This the whole concept behind it. I mean, just the message behind it. It's disgusting. I mean, really disgusting.
Can I interject just for a second?
Sure, absolutely.
The advertisement for that game though is new, and what makes me sick is, you know, if Jesus did exist, Christians would have their asses kicked. First of all, because about 1 out of 100 of them actually get the message. You know.
And so are the Republicans.
Oh, yeah. And so thank you very much, whatever that maker of that game is, for using my name and just completely slandering Jesus, basically. Uh-huh. I mean, Jesus was not about that. And then again, right again, about the tyrant God instead.
Right.
But they're using Jesus to pull people in to buy it in the first place.
Yeah.
And I just, like, if I were a Christian, man, I would not let that stand.
Oh, yeah.
But on my second point is, like, here in Canada, equality, man, like human rights is huge. If that game, like you said, Packard, if that game were let's kill the Aboriginals,
mm-hmm.
Exactly. I tell you what, man, that would be in the news so fast. And I have contemplated all week long. I have options here. I don't know. I want to either get a hold of, you know, the atheist group,
mm-hmm.
the American Atheist or something.
Yes.
I think it's called.
The
and
ACA.
have them take the lead with this. Or I was thinking of just doing it locally, but I need to go to EB Games here where I live to see if that's even on the shelf here. I'm very curious to see. I know that there aren't any restrictions on games, but considering in Canada, considering this is talking about human rights, and we are a secular country. I mean secular. Everyone mm-hmm. is equal here. I'm really interested to find out, and I might just like do some more digging about this to see how well it did in Canada and if it was even pulled off the shelves. I'm kind of curious to know.
Yeah, I've not seen. I've gone to a lot of games places here in town, and because this is an older game, and even our local pawn shop has lots of varieties of games. I've never seen anything like this, fortunately.
Yeah, I was going to say this one was probably going to be a downloadable game. So, EB Games wouldn't carry.
Well, no, it was. This is old news. This is 2006.
Right.
There's stuff on the Atheist Experience about it. There's stuff on Dawkins.net about it from 5 years ago.
So it's not even a game anymore then?
Well, yeah. There's a new version of it coming out this year. But, oh, yeah, there have been...
So it may be available online now.
Well,
said it was coming out for Christmas. How nice.
Yeah.
Well, and the nice thing about the first version of it was there is one... nice thought to it that it was only available for Microsoft Windows. Which is somehow appropriate, I think. But you know, that's beside the point. But yeah. Let me get copy a URL here. Just search Google for Eternal Forces and you'll see all kinds of...
Yeah, I think you posted that. Yeah, you posted that on Twitter earlier this week. Just search Google Eternal Forces and what was it? It was KSI. Okay. And it was the Daily Show, if I recall. And then you would, because he reviewed this. Yeah. So, yeah, definitely just do that. He'll cover that on there. Next story here. A woman hits a student with her car and then throws a religious pamphlet at him and then drives away. Now, Christian's not the ones we're standing. Eric here, and some of the, in the chat room.
Not included.
Not in this
Eric's
one.
Eric's not a Christian. He said.
Yeah.
Well, I go back and forth a little bit.
Pick a lane. Hey, pick a lane, Eric. Pick a lane.
Pick a lane.
Eric is not a Christian. Eric is Christ-like.
But anyway, this woman, she's driving down the street. Student walks for her. She hits him, and she pulls up to him and says, "Oh, well, are you okay?" He goes, "No." And he goes, "Oh," she goes, "Well, oh, here," throws a religious pamphlet. It says, "See ya. You know, I hope you know this'll heal ya." And then I was like, "Excuse me? You just committed a crime. Just because you think there's a God doesn't mean you're more moral than everybody else." I think this goes to prove, not once and for all, because there's so many other ways to say that, but this is another example that Christians are not as moral as they think they are. I mean, this just blows my mind that there's people out there, they think, "Oh, well, I'm God-like, because I believe in a God, I cannot do any wrong. But if I do something wrong, well, here, I'll throw you a, you're the one that screwed up, not me, and you go pray." I was like, what? This poor kid that got hit by this woman had to have over $700 in medical expenses, but she did turn herself in eventually. I mean, she left the scene of an accident, what it boils down to. But, you know, people, that happens all the time. People, they have an accident, they leave the scene. This one, she throws a whole religious aspect into it. It just blows my mind. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's the woman's a nut job. And, you know, she apparently was posting on her Facebook page later about worrying being the opposite of faith and that we all endure challenges. And it's like, you know, if your conscience bothered you that much, maybe you should have stuck around the accident scene to see if the kid was okay rather than tossing a Bible tract at him and speeding off.
Yeah.
They got her license plate number. And had a felony warrant out for her arrest. She eventually turned herself in. And it should be more than just a little slap on the wrist. This is leaving the scene of a personal injury accident where, you know, someone could have been seriously hurt.
Absolutely. He could have been killed.
She needs to be held accountable for it, and she doesn't need to be trotting out anything about religion because that has nothing to do with it.
Right. Exactly. Vonnie, your thoughts?
I just think it's so funny. Like, oh, just slap Christianity on it like it's some kind of glorified Band-Aid. Oh, better. Like, if there was an insult to injury, that was it.
Yeah. I'm sorry you're bleeding.
But, you know, but I will tell you, as a former Christian, Christianity, not Christians. Christianity sells a product to Christians, and Christians eat it up.
Oh, yeah.
Because Christianity, it conveys this pretentiousness that it itself should be praised.
Right.
It itself should be some glorified thing. You join a club, you get sworn in. The guy in a robe and a beanie. Like, it's ridiculous how Christianity praises itself. And it expects to be praised. You slap a little label. Oh, there you go. Here's a pamphlet. And it's like, you should be grateful. You hit me with a car, but I should be grateful because you've slapped me with your God. Thank you so, so much. Right?
Absolutely. Eric, your thoughts?
Talk about captive audience, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the person, not the right time to be trying to push anything on anyone. So that person's despicable. But I'm happy they caught the person who hit the kid. And I hope that he or she – was it he or she?
She.
She.
I hope that she is fined very heavily, is forced to pay for all of his medical bills, and more likely has a restricted license for a very long time.
I hope she goes to jail. Most people who – in the state of Wisconsin anyway, and most of the United States, if you commit a crime like this – and it is a crime. If you leave the accident, it's a crime. I mean, unless you're going to a phone. If you don't have a phone, there were times, you know, you didn't have a phone. You could go to get help. That was acceptable. She didn't leave to go get help. She just left, and that's
she
a crime.
She helped him. She gave him a pamphlet.
Oh, it's
he
a
should
pamphlet.
Be grateful. She saved the boy. Sorry.
Yeah, saved him from what? You know, God can't cure pimples. He's going to save this? You know, please.
Save him from the devil that God created. Awesome.
Yes. Going to save him from eternal damnation, at least.
Absolutely. What happened here doesn't matter. It's like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Mm-hmm. I guess they really took that whole thing to heart. So
what happens in the sacristy stays in the sacristy.
There you go. Our funny tweet of the week comes from SAGDEC15, and he retweets a Freddie Mazin. That's FREDDYAMAZIN. He retweets, waitress, do you have any, he's talking to somebody, waitress says to him, do you have any questions about this menu? Me, what kind of font is this? That's not the question you want to give your waitress.
Hey, that was the funniest tweet you've read so far. That was a good one. I like that.
Yeah, I've gone to a lot of restaurants. That's the last question I think I've ever asked. I would say, do you have this on iPad?
I would have asked him if he was asking that question in Sarcastica font.
Does this cheeseburger really mean cheeseburger? Because it's not quite the right font. I'm getting in my mind of the Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs like hmm. Now, you know, you shouldn't be using this font because it pervades the wrong message. I'm sorry. Eric, your thoughts?
I have none.
Okay.
You guys!
Oh, Dan, did you have something else you wanted to say?
Yeah, basically. I just wanted to... You skipped me again.
Oh, did I skip you? I'm sorry. I did that last week accidentally. I do apologize.
You asked me to point it out.
Right.
Time,
I do apologize. I'm sorry. What was your thoughts on that, Dan?
Well, I'm a little bit of a typography geek myself. Not nearly as much as most people I know. But it's like, you know, if I see a good font somewhere, I'll snap a picture of it. And
oh, there you go.
I'll look for it later. You know, there's a place called Identifont that you can go that'll help you identify typesets that you found somewhere to see if you can download a copy or purchase a copy to use. So it's a very geeky thing for design people.
Oh, cool. Yeah. See, I always used to go to the tech college out here, and he would go to this thing and say, oh, you can't use the word font because he went very old school. He says, it's typeset, not font, it's typeset.
Yeah, it's the typeface you're using, not the font you're using.
Exactly. So that's, I thought that was kind of cool. Anyway, on to our shout out for this week. That is Eric's. Eric's shout out for this week is, I'm ready to say.
I got it up if you want.
Sure, go ahead, Eric. Tell us about the shout out tonight.
It's at Miss Meekers, and the first thing that really kind of drew me to her website is her little tagline, which is "I killed a guy with a trident."
Is that the gum?
At that point, I just had to look more. And then she retweeted something that I thought was very funny, and I had it up a second ago. Now that whenever I need it to be up, it is not where I want it to be. Can you believe that?
No, this show, Eric, can you? I never heard that.
People unprepared on the show? Oh, my God. Really? That's not what I'm paying for.
You're getting paid for the show?
I wish. I was promised to be paid a long time ago, and guess what?
It wasn't by me.
I could tell you this. My pay has doubled since we started.
So zero times zero is what is that again?
Basically, it was like, if God hated gay people, why doesn't he have a tsunami on Design
Fire
Star,
Fire Island,
San Francisco?
And I just thought it was kind of, it made me chuckle.
There's other ones out there, like, if God hates gay people so much, why does he keep making so many of them?
And ditto for atheists, hello.
Exactly.
Here we go. Dear Pat Robinson, if God really hates gay so much, why has there never been a tsunami on Project Runway? That's it.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
It was a retweet that she had, but I thought it was quite humorous.
Oh yeah, that's very good. Okay, moving on to our question of the week. Our last week's question was, if you could have three wishes, what would they be? And you couldn't have more wishes. We got several responses. We had one from Dawkins Dog. He said, I think this, he said this last week in the chat room. He said, one was to end world poverty and hunger. Two, to be Bill Gates. And three, for Bill Gates to marry Jewel. I still can't pronounce that woman's name. Staddle? Staitle. Maybe somebody can figure out how to pronounce that one. The next one comes from Nom Divide. First wish was, first wish you to be even more smart so the rest of the world, so the rest would be easy to obtain, money and so on. Second would be to have a jail-free card to smack all politicians. Third wish would be to inspired by the lovely Vonnie to be loved for the person and the clown I am.
Aww.
It was very nice of him, wasn't he? Joe Unseen said his first wish would be, I would wish for Packer to have a new computer. No, I'm not editing this. This is what he actually said. And number two, I wish for a big old plate of disco fries. I have no idea what disco fries
Joe
are.
Joe Unseen, you can join us for the Occupy Wall Street movement. We have the manifesto and all that up and running. Vonnie and I are taking it back. We're taking it back.
Okay, Zach in the chat room says Jewel Staty. Okay, Staty. Jewel Staty. Okay. That thank you, Zach. I needed a little font thing there. And his third wish, I wish for 70 years of toilet paper. If you didn't listen to the last show, you'll have no idea what that reference is to. And Crystal says so. He says, my wish is one, all cure for childhood diseases and illnesses and diseases, including her daughter. It includes his daughter. Two, to be forever with the man that she holds her heart. And the third one was my own personal genie. So, yeah.
Good
that would
one,
be,
Crystal.
Yeah, that's
smart.
A good one.
Heart.
I keep thinking, when I was thinking when she put that one about the personal genie, I kept having the flashes of Aladdin in my head. So, yeah, no, that's actually a really good one. I wish if we all had personal genies, it would just make this world a little strange, I think, because things would keep changing constantly. But those are good ones. Our question for this week is, what movie would you have remade and why? If you could remake any movie out there that you've seen, that you liked or didn't like, whatever, if you could remake that movie, what would be the movie you would remake and why? Dan, your thoughts. What movie would you remake and why?
Movie I would remake and why? Mm-hmm. I would remake the Left Behind movie because the first one was a piece of garbage.
There you go.
But my version would only be about 2 minutes long.
So. That'll be $10 for 2 minutes. You can rack them in and out the faster than you can.
The credits are longer than the movie.
Oh, there you go. Vonnie, what movie would you have that you've seen or know of that you could remake? And why would you remake it?
Okay. I don't know what the name of it is, but it's like that movie they play every Christmas about Jesus and blah, blah, blah. I would remake it and make it accurate. That's what I do.
Which, you're not talking about It Was a Wonderful Life.
The greatest
life.
Story ever told?
Is that it?
I don't know. I don't know, but they play it every single year at Christmas time.
Is it? It's the story of Jesus and everything? Or
yeah,
is it?
Oh, about okay. Moses, and he goes to the mountain, and
oh, yeah,
all that magic happens, and blah, blah.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
The Ten Commandments?
I don't know.
What would you change in that movie again?
Everything.
Everything.
I would make it pretty much, actually, it would just, you turn it, and you'd see a blank screen, and that'd be it.
Actual footage. No. Nothing. Eric. Eric, what movie would you remake and why?
There are about tons of movies I would gladly remake. First of all, I would definitely remake Transformers because Michael Bay raped my childhood, and I don't care what anyone says. That movie is just god-awful. All three of them. The G.I. Joe movie because Steven – or is it Steven Summers? I always want – I think it's Steven Summers. Steven Summers, again, raped my childhood and is basically a poor man's Michael Bay. So all the bad stuff Michael Bay has in his movies, he tried to ape and didn't ape very well.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, damn. That's scathing.
And then on top of that, I would go back and remake Indiana Jones 4 and actually make it good. So there you go.
There you go. For me, I thought about this today, and I had one in my head, and I can't remember which one it was now. I would redo the Police Academy movies. I would say find a way to make sure that we didn't have so many sequels because by the time we get down to the fifth sequel, the movie's just like god awful. just like you're trying to milk a cow that has no more milk in it. This cow is dead. You're stop, okay? But that's the reason. That's what my movie I would change, and the reason why. But if you have a movie you'd like to change and why you'd like to do it, send it to us here at the show. You can send it to us at PackardPokesAt@gmail.com, or to send it to us on Twitter, and we'll be giving you our Twitter names here right at the end of the show. Or you can post it at the website at PackardPokesAt.wordpress.com, and we'll be happy to post those items up on the site there for you. Okay, well, that is it for us tonight. We had some really good discussions. I'm glad everybody came out tonight. Thank you, everybody in the chat room, and the other people who are watching but not in the chat room. You can get a free account at Justin TV and sign in and come in and chat with us. It's at JustinTV/PackardPokesAt. Now, you can reach us on Twitter as and Dan. You can reach I can't talk tonight, apparently.
Cut. Okay, let's redo it. Reshoot the scene.
You can reach Dan on Twitter as
Rel Unrelated. That's RelUnrelated.
Right, and you can reach Vonnie on Twitter as
Evolution Child. EVOLUTION_CHILD.
Right, and you can reach Eric as
I Have No Thoughts. IHAVENOTHOUGHTS.
Right,
and I really have none.
Right. So if you send it to him, he may not. He would go, huh? No.
You want what?
What? or even though Zach's not with us on the panel tonight, but he is in the chat room, and we welcome him back. Thank you, Zach, for getting your computer all fixed up and joining us back here on the show. So you can send it to Zach also, and that's Zach's Mind on Twitter. That's Zach. MIND. And you can reach me.
And if you have any complaints about the show, more specifically Packard Sonic, it's Packard_SonicSucks@yahoo.com. I totally have to check that email address.
You've been touting this and you haven't checked it?
I checked it every once in a while. I haven't checked it this week.
Okay. Oh, that's just great. You can find me on Twitter as Packard_Sonic. That's P-A-C-K-A-R. I can't speak now. You can find me on Twitter as Packard_Sonic. That's PACKARD_SONIC. You can find the show at PackardPokesAt, all one word on Twitter. You can find the show notes at PackardPokesAt.wordpress.com. We thank everybody for coming to the show tonight, and we'll be back again next week. That's it for this week. This has been Packard Pokes At, and we just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.